Tachas Chala Perei Dalet Mishnah Zayin Yisrael Shahal Yu Arisa and Loiv Dik Lechav and Bith Surya. Jewish people that were sharecroppers for land that belonged to Goyim in Surya. Now Surya is north of Eretz Yisrael, and David HaMelech captured it and annexed it on to Eretz Yisrael. Now had David HaMelech captured it after he captured the entirety of Eretz Yisrael, Surya would totally be like Eretz Yisrael. All the dina that apply to Eretz Yisrael would apply to Surya as well, as that is a halacha, that if a melech, with the permission of the Bezen HaGadol, goes out and captures lands outside of Eretz Yisrael and annexes to Eretz Yisrael, those lands would have the same dinim as Eretz Yisrael. Problem is that David HaMelech did not capture Eretz Yisrael in its entirety prior to going ahead and capturing Surya, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Surya, min HaTorah, does not have dinim of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the dinim of Ma'isrus and Shviyas would not apply to Surya, min HaTorah. But the Rabbanan did say that certain dinim would apply in Surya, and the Rabbanan obligated those that live in Syria to take off Maestras and Trumos and also to separate Chava. Now in this case, Yisrael doesn't actually own the land. He's only acting as a sharecropper on the land, and therefore he gets a portion of the proceeds of the land. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the sharecropper, when he receives his share of the crop, he would have to separate the Maestras, and so too he has to keep the dinim of Shviyas, that even though he doesn't own the land, he's only a sharecropper, the dinim of Maestras and Shviyas would apply even in Surya, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Gamliel holds his Pater from Maestras and Shviyas. The reason being is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbanan only gave Surya a dinim of Eretz Yisrael if you own the land. If you own the piece of land, then the dinim of Maestras and Shviyas would apply. But in this case, there's only a sharecropper in the land. In such a case, he does not have to keep the dinim of Maestras and Shviyas in Surya. Rabbi Gamliel, I'm a shtechalos to Surya. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a halach. Rabbi Gamliel holds that somebody who has dough in Syria has to separate two challahs. That's the din. If you have dough outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to separate challah two times. The first time you separate the challah, cannot be eaten by the kohen. It has to be burnt. As a Rabbanan decree that all lands outside of Eretz Yisrael are tameh. So therefore, when you separate the challah becomes tameh. The challah that is tameh cannot be eaten by the kohen, so it is burnt. And then you would separate challah a second time and give it to the kohen. The reason why challah is separated for a second time is so that you should not forget the dinim of challah. And since none of the dinim of challah apply to the first challah that you separated, since it is tameh, it has to be burnt. So therefore, the Rabbanan said to commemorate the mitzvah of challah, we would separate challah a second time and give it to the kohen. That second challah that we separated is not really challah, just a commemoration of the challah that is separated in Eretz Yisrael. As according to Rabbi Gamliel, Surya does not have all the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. Like we said previously, the Rabbi Gamliel holds that somebody who is a sharecropper in the land in Surya, the dinim of Maestras and Shviyas would not apply to him. So we see that according to Rabbi Gamliel, not all the dinim that apply in Eretz Yisrael would apply to Surya. So too, with regard to the challah, Surya has the same din as lands that are outside of Eretz Yisrael, and the Rabbanan decree that lands outside of Eretz Yisrael are tameh. So too, Surya would be tameh, and the challah that you separate would become tummy, so therefore you have to treat Surya just like Chutzlar, that you would separate a second challah as a commemoration. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a challah. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Surya is totally like Eretz Yisrael with regard to the challah, just like Rabbi Eliezer said previously that a sharecropper would have to keep the dinim of Maestras and Shviyas in Surya, so too, with regard to the challah, Surya is like Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbanan did not decree that Surya is tummy, and therefore, when you separate challah, the challah would be tar. So there's no need to separate challah a second time. To separate challah once, that challah would be tar, and it would be given to the kohen. Achzu kulo sharab gamliel, but kulo sharab liyevin. The Jewish people that lived in Syria, their practice was to be lenient with regard to the first din of the mission, like Rab gamliel, and with regard to the second din of the mission, they were lenient like Rab liyevin. With regard to the din of a sharecropper on the land that belongs to a guy in Syria, they were lenient like Rabbi Gamliel, that the dinim of Maestras and Shviyas would not apply to them. But with regard to the second din of the Mishnah, as far as challah is concerned, they were lenient like Rabbi Eliezer, and they would separate only one challah, which is a leniency according to Rabbi Eliezer. You have to separate two challahs. Now these two leniencies actually contradict each other. And the reason why Rabbi Gamliel holds that the dinim of Maestras and Shviyas do not apply to a sharecropper in Syria is because he holds that the Rabbanan did not make Syria totally like Eretz Yisrael. So since they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, and they were lenient like Rabbi Gamliel as far as the sharecropper is concerned, so they should hold like Rabbi Gamliel also with regard to challah, and they should have to separate two challahs. But instead, with regard to challah, they were lenient like Rabbi Eliezer, who said that you separate one challah. So that's a contradiction, that the reason why Rabbi Eliezer holds that you separate one challah is because he holds that Surya was exactly like Eretz Yisrael. And all the Dinim and Eretz Yisrael applied to Surya as well. So therefore, since it was a contradiction, they changed their practice, and the Mishnah said, Chazru linho kedivir Rav Gamliel, which they dropped them, and they started acting like the words of Rav Gamliel with regard to both Dinim and the Mishnah, with regard to a sharecropper, the Dinim of Maisus and Shvias would not apply to him, which is what Rav Gamliel holds, and with regard to Challah, they would separate two Challahs, which is also like the words of Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel says there are three lands with regard to Challah. There are three distinct lands with different Dinim, with regard to the mitzvah of separating Challah from the dough. And the mitzvah of challah applies only in Eretz Yisrael min haTorah. But the Rabbanan decreed that even a chutz we should separate challah. And Rav Gamliel said there are actually three lands with regards to challah, meaning Eretz Yisrael is divided up into two different lands, and the third land is chutz l'aretz. And even in Eretz Yisrael, there are two different lands with regards to challah, as the Mishnah will go on to explain. Eretz Yisrael ba'ad kizit, challah, from the southern part of Eretz Yisrael all the way up to Gzif to the north of Eretz Yisrael. That part of Eretz Yisrael was conquered by those that came up with Ezra in the times of the second base and Midrash. They're called the Oli Babel, those that came back from Gullus Babel in the times of Ezra, and they were Makadesh Eretz Yisrael. That Kedusha that they were Makadesh Eretz Yisrael is called the Kedusha Shnia, the second Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The first Kedusha was in the times of Yehoshua. And the Kedusha that they were Makadesh Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha even nowadays, as we have a clock. Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Asid Lava. The Kedusha that Klein Yisrael is Makadesh Eretz Yisrael in the times of Ezra has Kedusha even nowadays. So therefore, the Dinam of Challah would apply even nowadays during that part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, when they separate Challah, they separate only one Challah, and the Challah that they separate is Tahar. Since that part of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, and therefore there's no need to separate a second challah, one challah would be sufficient. Make Ziv ad Hanor ad Amana shtei challahs. But from Ziv until the river, it's referring to Nahar Shihor, which is to the east of Ziv. And from Ziv until Amana, it's referring to Har Amana, the mountain of Amana, which is to the west of Ziv. And that part of Eretz Yisrael, we have to separate two challahs. Achas l'or, but achas l'koin. One challah is to be burnt, and the second challah is to be given to the Kohen. Now, from Gziv until the river, and from Gziv until Amana, that is part of the border of the Eretz Yisrael, but it was not conquered by the Ole Babel. Klai Yisrael was not Mekadesh it when it came up from Babel. And therefore, even though it's within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua, when he conquered Eretz Yisrael, he was Mekadesh that part of Eretz Yisrael as well. But that Kedusha, that Klai Yisrael was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua, was Batal when Klai Yisrael went into Golos, as we have a cloud. Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, below Kitcha L'Asa level. The first Kedusha that Yeshua was Makadesh Eretz Yisrael, it was Kadosh during the time that Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, but it's no longer Kadosh after Klai Yisrael went into Gullah. So therefore, from Ziv until the river until Amana, technically, even though it's within the border of the Eretz Yisrael, it has a din of Chutzlar. So therefore, two Chalas must be separated. And the first Chalas that is separated becomes Tameh. As Rabbanim decreed that Eretz Ha'am and land outside of Eretz Yisrael has Tumah. So therefore, the first challah that is separated cannot be given to the Kohen since it's Tameh. So therefore, a second challah would be separated. A second challah would be given to the Kohen. Now, the reason why a second challah is separated is because the first challah has to be burnt. And if we don't separate a second challah, when people see that we burn the first challah, they might not realize that this part of Eretz Yisrael no longer has Kedusha, and they will think that challah that is tar is mutter to burn it, which is not the case. Not allowed to burn challah that is tar. So therefore, the Rabbanan decreed to separate a second challah and give it to the Kohen. That way, people will see when we separate a second challah that the reason why we burnt the first challah is because this part of Eretz Yisrael no longer has Kedusha, and therefore, the first challah is tameh, and we had to burn it. So, or yesh lashir, b'shal Kohen ein lashir. The challah that we separate for the first time, which is to be burnt, that challah has a shear, meaning to say we have to separate 1/48 of the dough. That is a din. When you separate challah from dough, that is tummy, you have to separate 1/48. And the first challah that is separated, that's the real challah. So therefore, we have to separate the right shear, which is 1/48. And the second challah, which is given to the Kohen, which is not the real challah, the second challah that we separate is only that people should not think that we burn challah that is tar. That challah does not have a share, meaning to say you can separate even a minute amount for that second challah and give it to the Kohen. Min hanor v'adamana ulefnim. From the rivers, this is referring to the Nahar Shihor, to the north of Eretz Yisrael, and to the inside of the river, meaning to say, from that river and farther north, that's Chutz-Laretz Mamish, that's not within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So since that's Chutz-Laretz state house, we have to separate two houses. Achas Lor, the first challah is to be burnt, because this is Chutz-Laretz, and Chutz-Laretz is Tameh, and therefore when we separate the first challah, it becomes Tameh, it cannot be given to the Kohen. But Achas L'Kohen, and we have to separate a second challah, which is set, which is given to the Kohen. And the first challah is Tameh, and it's to be burnt. So we separate a second challah. And if we don't separate a second challah in Chutz-Laretz, then people will forget the dinim of challah. As challah would always be burnt since Chutz-Laretz is tum, and people will forget to separate challah entirely unless the Rabbanan decree that we separate a second challah, which is given to the Kohen. And that way, since people have to separate a second challah and give it to the Kohen, they will not forget the halachos of challah. So, or ein lashir, b'shal Kohen yesh lashir. The first challah, which is to be burnt, does not have a shear. You can separate even a minute amount and burn it. And the second challah, which is given to the Kohen, does have a shear. We would separate 1/48 of the dough, and that's the amount that you separate from dough that is tameh, and that amount would be given to the Kohen. And since challah in Chutz-Laretz is midrabbanan, it's preferable that the second challah, which is eaten by the Kohen, should be the challah that we separate, the 1/48. That way the Kohen would have a significant amount of challah that he could eat. As opposed to the first challah, which were anyway burning, and that challah, you can separate even a minute amount, but that challah is to be burnt anyway. Instead, the second challah is the one that you would separate 1/48 and give it to the Kohen. Uyom ochel, the first challah which we separate in Chutz-Laretz, so the din is it is to be burnt. That's only if we can't find a coin that is full yom or a coin that's a katan that has never been carried, that can eat it. And even though the first challah that we separate is tame, since lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanan decree would be tame, and therefore the challah becomes tame. But the Rabbanan decree that only a coin that has a tumah yotolav megufo, meaning to say he has a tumah that came out of his body, such as carry, only such a coin would not be allowed to eat it. But a coin that has any other tumah besides a tumah of carry or a tumah of ziva, a tumah that has gone out of his guf, such a coin would be allowed to eat the challah. So therefore, if we can find a coin that's a tfuh yom that has immersed himself after seeing carry, or if we can find a coin katan that has never seen carry, he would be allowed to eat the first challah that we separate in Chutz-Laretz. And if we could find such a Kohen, it would not be necessary to separate a second challah, since the first challah is given to the Kohen. Rabbi Yossi Oimer in a Tzarech Tefillah. Rabbi Yossi says that a Kohen who has seen carry does not need to immerse himself before eating the first challah that is separated in Chutz-Laretz. As according to Rabbi Yossi, any Kohen can eat the challah that we separate in Chutz-Laretz, even if he is tummy. So according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no need to separate a second challah in Chutz-Laretz, since the first challah that we separate can be given to any coin, even a coin that is tummied from carry. The first challah that we separate in Chutz-Laretz, that the din is it is to be burnt, is forbidden to a zav, or to a zava, or to a nida, or to a lettuce. As we explained, according to the Tanakhama, the first challah that we separate in Chutz-Laretz is forbidden to a coin that has a tumah that came out of its guf. And a zav, or a zava, or a nida, or a lettuce, these are all tumas that came out of their guf, so therefore, that challah would be forbidden to them, and if we can't find a coin that does not have a tumah that came out of its guf, we would have to burn the first challah, and we would instead separate a second challah to be given to the coin. Now, Rabbi Yose, of course, would argue, according to Rabbi Yose, he holds that a zav, zava, nida, and a lettuce would be allowed to eat the first challah that we separate. And Chutz-Laretz, as Rabbi Yossi holds, even a coin that has a tumah that came out of his guf would be allowed to eat the first challah that we separate in Chutz-Laretz. The challah that we separate in Chutz-Laretz and give it to the coin, whether it's the first challah that we give to the coin, if we can find a coin that has immersed itself from the carrot, or whether it's a second challah that we separated and gave it to the coin in Chutz-Laretz, that challah could be eaten by the coin on the table, even though there's a zohar, a non-coin that's sitting on the table with him. And the challah that we separate in Eretz Yisrael cannot be eaten by the coin if there's a non-coin sitting on the table with him. Ezra Rabbanan decreed that the Kohen should not eat it together with a Zohar that's sitting on the table with him, because maybe the non-Kohen will end up eating the Chal. But that's only in Eretz Yisrael where the Chal is min ha-Torah. But in Chutz La'aretz where the Chal is only min ha-Rabbanan, the Kohen would be allowed to eat the Chal together with the non-Kohen on the same table. Beneath 10 as the whole Kohen. And the challah that's given to the Kohen, Chutz La'aretz, since it's only Mid-Rabbanan, it can be given to any Kohen. It could even be given to a Kohen that's an Am Haaretz. That the challah in Eretz Yisrael cannot be given to a Kohen that's an Am Haaretz. You have to give it to a Kohen Chavar, a Kohen that is a Talmud Chacham. But in Chutz La'aretz, since the challah is only Mid-Rabbanan, it could be given even to a Kohen Am Haaretz. Now that's according to the Rambam. Now the Baruch Tanura argues with the Rambam. According to the Baruch Tanura, even in Chutz La'aretz is forbidden to give the challah to a coin that's an Am Haaretz, and that which it says that you can give it to any coin, it means even a coin that is not makbid to eat his chulin bitara. When he eats non truma or non challah, is not makbid to eat it while he is tar. Such a coin you cannot give challah to an Eretz Yisrael. And even though the coin, of course, would not eat challah or truma while he is tummy, which is forbidden, he only eats his chulin while he is tummy, but since the coin is not makbid to eat his chulin bitara, Rabbanan decree that he cannot give him challah in Eretz Yisrael, but the challah in Chutz La'aretz would be allowed to give to a Kohen that does not eat his chulin while he is tar. But according to the Baruch Tanura, you cannot give it to a Kohen that's an Am Haaretz, even in Chutz La'aretz. And the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, L'seif manat ha-kohen en v'alevim l'manichazku b'toret Hashem, that we give the portion of the Kohen and the Levim, such as the challah or the truma, we give it to the Kohen and Levim in order that they will be strengthened in the Torah of Hashem. And we learn out from there that the portion that is given to the Kohanim is only to those Kohanim that are strengthened in Torah Hashem. In other words, the Kohanim that are Tamid Chachamim. That's the type of Kohanim that we give challah to, even in Chutz La'aretz, but to a Kohen that's not Machzik B'Torah Hashem, a Kohen that's not learned Torah and he is an Am Haaretz, we would not give him his portion of challah or truma, even in Chutz La'aretz, according to the Baruch Tanura.